At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Listening to Haney.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com, my website. Go there, check it out, find out the information you need to know. If you're interested in getting better at golf, you can register for my free instructional videos. They go out once a week. You can also register or sign up for a golf lesson with me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. So go there and check it out at HaneyUniversity.com. All right. I want to talk about Scottie Scheffler winning the Players' Championship. Now, the Players' Championship has been considered, well, the PGA Tour wanted it to be considered, the fifth major. And I tweeted out, one of the things I tweeted out this week was that any chance that the Players' Championship had of ever being a tournament that would be considered the fifth major went out the door when they didn't allow the LIV players to play, and in particular Cameron Smith, who was the defending champion. Matter of fact, the top three players from 2022 did not play in the 2023 Players Championship. Now, I don't think they should have been allowed to, honestly. I mean, I'm not one that believes that, hey, you know, you should be able to play both tours. I think, you know, these guys that went to LIV, they picked where they want to play, and that's where they're going to play. They got their money. You know, you left, other guys stayed. The guys that stayed, you know, get to compete for all the money you left behind. And you're going over there and playing for that league, and this league's over here, and you shouldn't be able to do both. I 100% agree with that. And I honestly agree with the tour's stand on that. I don't think they're going to change it. I don't think that that's ever going to change. People say, well, you know, maybe they should let those guys come back and play some tournaments. They're not going to let them come back. Not as long as Monahan's the commissioner. It's not going to happen because he said they're not coming back. He's told the rank and file of the PGA Tour they're not coming. How would you feel if you were like a player that turned down a big money offer with LIV, and then all of a sudden the LIV players could come and play both tours? That's not going to happen. So I don't think they should have been allowed to play, and I don't think they're ever going to be able to come back and play. You know, I don't know. Maybe somewhere down the line when Monahan's not commissioner or whatever, maybe it'll change. Maybe there'll be some compromise. Who knows? But I would not see that happening anytime in the near future, and I don't necessarily think it should happen. But you can't go and tell everybody you have the greatest field in golf. You are, you know, oh, we're a fifth major. They stopped all that fifth major talk, by the way. I didn't hear any of it this year. You know, you're the greatest field in, but they still come with that greatest field. That's not the greatest field in golf. That's not. The greatest field in golf is going to be one of the other majors, you know, probably the PGA, to be honest with you. But it's not, you know, the field at the Masters will be a better field. I mean, it will. I mean, they'll have it won't be as big a field, but they'll have more of the top. You can't say you're the greatest field in golf and not have Dustin Johnson there, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Cameron Smith. I mean, he can't just leave all these guys out. You know, I mean, these are all major championship winners. Then all of a sudden, then you're saying, oh, we're the greatest field. No. Sorry. You're not the greatest field. And you're not the fifth major. You're not. That's never happening. There is no doubt, and I'm not taking anything away from Scottie Scheffler's victory, but there's no doubt that it is easier to win now on the PGA Tour. It is. It's imminently easier. I mean, because all these guys that left, they were all going to win tournaments. I mean, they were. I mean, Dustin Johnson won a tournament every year he's on the PGA Tour. He's going to win a tournament. Cam Smith is going to win a tournament. He's one of the best players in the world. He's going to win a tournament. If he don't win one this year, Bryson DeChambeau is going to win one or two next year. Patrick Reed's going to win a tournament. If he plays on the PGA Tour, we're still playing on the PGA Tour, he's not going to go the rest of his career and never win a tournament. It's not going to happen. I mean, Koepka's going to win a tournament on the PGA Tour if he was still playing. So all those tournament wins that guys had, and there's many more. I mean, Taylor Gooch eventually was going to win a tournament on the PGA Tour. There's a lot of wins that the players that went to live left behind for somebody else to win. So it got easier to win on the PGA Tour. And every single tournament is going to be easier to win. Now, with the new designated events, the elevated events, they have a better field than they typically have had in those tournaments. And there's more top players playing. So you could make an argument that maybe in those events or whatever, maybe it's the same, but I still don't think it is because, some of those guys, you just take Dustin Johnson out of a tournament and it becomes easier to win that tournament. Take Cameron Smith out of a tournament, it becomes easier to win that tournament. So it's easier to win now. It's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. I get it. It's hard to win on the PGA Tour, but it's easier to win than it's ever been on the PGA Tour because now you've got player separation. You got guys that aren't there anymore. You got 48 guys on the LIV Tour, and that's the difference. So, but that's not taking anything away from Scottie Scheffler because he played absolutely fantastic and he struck the ball incredible. And he's clearly the number one player. He's clearly the number one player in the world. He's not just number one player on the PGA Tour. He's number one player in the world. He's taken over that spot. Him and John Rahm have been jockeying back and forth, but now Scottie Scheffler's got it. And I think he may have it for a little while. He is a great player. He's a great guy. He's a great, ambassador for, I don't know if he moves the needle. I don't think he's like Tiger Woods. I don't think he's like, Jordan Spieth. But, he's a great winner. He's a great champion. He's a great player. I mean, there's no denying that. He is really, really good. And, he's gonna keep winning. He's gonna win tournaments. But when you look at like the leaderboard that they had at the Players Championship or look at that leaderboard. I mean, man, that left a little bit to be desired, and then you got, and Scottie Scheffler wins by five shots. I don't know what the ratings were on that deal. They couldn't have been good. I mean, it's hard to sugarcoat that. They couldn't have been good. I can't think the ratings are good on anything. Everybody, they ripped the LIV for their ratings, and they're compiling statistics from all over the place, with the streaming and this and that, and trying to make it look better than it is, and it's probably not as bad as some people want it to be. Or, because there's a lot of, people in the media that love to just, tell you how many people didn't watch the LIV. But I can't think there's a whole lot of people watching this PGA Tour either. I mean, I think there's great golf on now. There's too many golf tournaments on, you know, that's for sure. But when you have a player that you know, Scottie Scheffler's a nice guy, you know, do people like tune in and say, hey, Scottie Scheffler's winning. I can't wait to watch him. Yeah, you know, probably not. Especially when he's up by five shots. You know, I mean, he's winning by five shots. I mean, it's like it's a runaway. It's not a, you know, a compelling tournament. There's not a, you know, a list of people. And I don't know who could make up that list. You know, there isn't a Tiger Woods playing. So is there really anybody that could really even make up that list that would, you know, make that like, you know, be, you know, it's some, you know, super compelling thing? You know, no. There isn't. So it's just it is what it is. But Scheffler, you know, is a heck of a player. There's no, I mean, I don't like watching him because he's you know, he's a little unorthodox, feet moving all over the place, backswing's a little, you know, upright in the middle of his swing, and it's a little, you know, he's got his own deal. You know, I'm you know, kind of a fan of it, to be honest with you. I like the fact that. Balance isn't a big thing with him. I always thought balance was overrated. One of the big, you know, big, in my career, teaching career, people say, you know, balance, I got to be in balance. I got to get my balance. How's my balance? Hank, what do you think about my balance? I'm off balance. I'm like, so what? Who cares? Ball doesn't know it. Ball only knows what the club does. So this isn't Olympic scoring. You got to hit your landing. You don't have to hit anything. You got to hit the ball. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, Gary Player was off balance every shot he ever hit in his whole career. Boom, straight to the Hall of Fame, one of the greatest golfers ever. There's nothing that says you have to be on balance. Now, when you're off balance and you're off balance a certain way, it tells you something. You know, maybe it tells you you're leaning too much this way, or you're leaning too much that way, or you're falling this way or falling that way. I mean, it tells you something. It tells you something about your swing. But, you know, there's no prerequisite for hitting a good shot that says you have to be on balance. And obviously Scottie Scheffler proves that. So there's more important things, you know, the plane of your swing, the angle of your swing, how you're coming into the ball. I mean, all those things, the impact characteristics, that's what matters, not your balance. That doesn't matter. So I like that. And I'm a fan of Scottie Scheffler because, you know, Randy Smith is his coach. Randy Smith's from Dallas, a friend of mine, great coach, has had incredible success. It's unbelievable how many great teachers Randy or players Randy Smith has coached, and teachers he's influenced too. I mean, he's a great professional. He kind of lets the guys do their own thing. He's, you know, his players don't all look the same, but they all play good. He's not big on, you know, video. He's not big on, you know, TrackMans or, you know, or range or launch monitors. He's not big on all that stuff. He just kind of just, you know, teaches what he teaches and helps those guys all play good, and they all do really, really, really good. And Scottie Scheffler is just another one on the list, and it's pretty cool to see. I mean, it really is. And he's on a list with, you know, greatness, to be honest with you. You know, the list of winners that you look at from TPC Sawgrass and Augusta National. Here's the list: Tiger Woods. That have won both places: Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Fred Couples, Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, and Sandy Lyle. They've won at Augusta National and at TPC Sawgrass. That's pretty darn. And now Scottie Scheffler. That's pretty darn good list right there. It's a list that you know, it's a list of greatness. So let's talk about a little more about Scottie Scheffler and his game. One of the things he's done, it's a little bit like you know, Jordan Spieth in this regard, is he has held out a lot of shots. And he had a bet with his caddy Ted Scott. He used to caddy for Bubba Watson. A good caddy, nice guy. Knows a lot about golf. Had a bet with Ted Scott that he was going to hole out at least 10 times this year, and he's already surpassed that. I think he's held out 11 times so far this year. Shots he chipped in, pitching. He did it a couple times at TPC Sargas. So he's got a short game. He can chip and pitch, and that's a lot of holeouts. Now it probably doesn't come. I bet Spieth has more. There's no two ways about that. But it made me think. You know, when they said he's held out. You know, he's got a bet to hold out 10 times this year. He's already done it, and we're in March. And I thought about back when I was a coach in Tiger. You know, when I first started coaching Tiger, I thought, you know, geez, just, you know, he's got a great short game. You know, he's a great player. I mean, just don't screw him up. You know, you don't have to say much. I mean, just, you know, just kind of stay out of his way. And, you know, you'll probably it'll be good for your reputation and everything else. And then I got in there and I thought, you know what? I watched him. I thought, you know, he could use some help on quite a bit of, you know, a bit of his game. And his short game was not as good as people thought. People always said his short game is so great. It's incredible. And I thought, hey, you know, he hits a lot of shots that aren't too difficult, and he hits them like, you know, 8 feet from the hole or whatever. And I thought, you know, that's not that great. Anyway, you remember when he one of the most famous shots ever. We'll see it, you know, at Augusta when the Masters rolls around, when he won the Masters, and you know the 2005 Masters. That was the first major he won when I was coaching. He held out that shot from behind the 16th green, the par three. You know, the one that went in on the last roll. And you saw the ball hanging over the lip. His Tiger was behind the green. Hit an incredible shot. Held it out. That was the first shot, not only the first shot, that was the only shot that Tiger had held out all year long, was that shot from behind the green on 16. Think about that. Everybody talked about what a great short game Tiger Woods had. Scottie Scheffler has held out from off the green 11 times this year, and it's the middle of March. When Tiger Woods held out from behind the 16th green at Augusta, it was the first shot he had held out all year long. I remember at the end of the year, that year, he was on the 18th hole. It was the ninth hole back then, but it's the 18th hole now at the Tour Championship at Eastlake. And he's in the front bunker, par five. He's in the front bunker. I'll never forget this. And Andy North is announcing. And Andy North says, this is the kind of bunker shot Tiger could hole out. This was like in I think it was in 2006, something like that. Okay. I'd been helping Tiger for a couple years. It might have been 2007. And Andy North goes, this is the kind of bunker shot. He's had a little slight uphill lie, just about 30-foot shot. Andy North says, this is the kind of shot you can hole. And I'll never forget that. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? If he holds this out, it'll be the first bunker shot he's held out in 3 years. He's gone. 3 years he hasn't held out a bunker shot. And Andy North says, this is the kind of shot he could hold out. See, everybody has these preconceived notions of what somebody is or what they can do or what they do, you know, based on whatever information they got. They don't really research it, though. They don't research it. They just wing it. And that's what he said. He goes, if he, you know, he, this is kind of bunker shot he could hold. He left. And I thought to myself, well, if he does, it'll be the first one he's held out in 3 years. He hadn't held one out yet. You know what he did? He left it in the bunker. It didn't even get out after Andy North said, this kind you could hole out. You know, after that, I really started working on that short game. But back to Scottie Scheffler. Holing out 10 times is, that's a good bet to make. He knew he was going to win that bet. No one even close. He already did it in March. Unbelievable. You look at his statistics, though, Scottie Scheffler's, and it's absolutely amazing because he boat raced the field ball striking at TPC. I mean, boat raced him. I mean, he hit it so good it was ridiculous. He didn't even putt that good. He did not putt very good, and he won by five. Now, that's the kind of stuff that only Tiger could do. I mean, that, guys don't do that. Guys don't win by five and putt not so good. I don't know what he finished in putting, but it wasn't good. It was like 40th or 50th in putting. It wasn't great at all. But you look at his statistics for the year, Scottie Scheffler's number one strokes gained tee to green, number one off the tee, number seven in approach shots to the green. These are the strokes gained statistics. He's 21st around the green. I mean, those statistics are just absolutely off the charts. I mean, they are great. They are great. But then you look and you say, he's 101st in putting. Now, last year, he was 58th in putting. Now, you look at the top players today. I mean, Rory McIlroy putted great last year. Best putting year he's ever had. He's not putting as good this year. Rahm, you know, good putter. You know, not a top 10 putter, for sure. Justin Thomas, yeah, not a great putter. You look at Scottie Scheffler, 101st. For somebody to be 101st in putting, like he is, but to have won the amount of tournaments that he's won. I mean, Scottie Scheffler has won 6 out of his last 27 tournaments. That's a good number. That's a really good number. I mean, that's 22%. That's not a great number considering the fact that Tiger Woods won 50% over a 3-year period of time when I was helping him. But 22% over the last 27 starts, pretty darn good. That kind of tells you where golf is. It's easier to win on the PGA Tour than it's ever been because the player who's number one in the world on a total heater has won 22% of his tournaments in the last 27 starts. Great by any standards, except for the standard that Tiger Woods set. And that's why when you compare the players today and you look at them, and you look at what's going on, PGA Tour, LIV, wherever, it's just not the same. There's not a dominant player. And now they're all spread out. There's half over here. There's half. I was watching the on Twitter. There was a little video clip, and it had Jay Monahan, the commissioner, PGA Tour commissioner. He was in the locker room showing Scottie Scheffler his new locker, which was he's sharing now. You know, when they go through all the lockers because they've been doing, you know, they got the champions locker room. So Scottie Scheffler gets in, he's got his new locker. It's like the cheesiest plate on the locker. Like Fred, he's sharing a locker with Fred Couples. So him and Fred, you know, Fred Couples will never be there again. So they can share the locker. But him and Fred Couples have the same locker now. And they do the same thing at Augusta. Like, you know, they only have so many lockers in there. So they put a couple nameplates on, you know. And I forget who Mark O'Meara's, you know, shares his locker with. But you got the locker. And they got the nameplate on there. They got Fred Couples is like, you know, one kind of nameplate. And then you got Scottie Scheffler's. And that looks so bad. It looked like you get the one nameplate. You know, you got over here at, you know, Lowe's and the other one you got at Home Depot. I mean, it looks, anyway, it just caught my eye. It looked cheesy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around. Hey, tapping. Hey, stranger. I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, "Look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot"?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but
all right. So, what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
But Monahan's in there. He's saying, here's your locker. And he, you know, got a big old, you know, congratulations. And he, you know, was all excited. And he said, you know, this is your locker. You know, I really appreciate you. And I think really appreciate you. Great going. And I thought to myself, man, I bet he does appreciate him. Because of Scottie Scheffler or Jordan Spieth or Justin Thomas or John Rahm. You know what? If one more of those guys would have gone to LIV, it would have been an absolute disaster. But right now, it's just kind of like there's great players over here, there's great players over here, but they're not a dominant player. There's not a dominant player. There just isn't. Maybe there will be by the end of the year because if Scottie Scheffler keeps striking the ball like he is, and there's no reason to think he won't. And this is what could happen. See, last year he was 58th in putting. So far this year, he's 101st. What if by the end of the year, he's back to where he was last year with his putting rating? In order for that to happen, like if he's, you know, a third of the way through the year He's a little, probably a little more than a third of the way through the year. But let's just say he's a third of the way through the year. And he's got to improve 50 spots on putting. In order to do that, the rest of the year, you know, he's gonna have to putt as if he was 35th or 40th on the tour. If he putts 35th to 40th best on the PGA Tour for the rest of the year, I mean, he's liable to win, you know, four or five more times. And that would be pretty good. He's already won, you know, twice. He won Phoenix. He won the Players. Fourth at Arnold Palmer. Seventh at Tournament Champions. Third at Mayakoba. You know, ninth at the Houston Open. He's had a darn good year. Made a ton of money. Made a bunch of money there at Sawgrass. I mean, that was a $25 million tournament. That's LIV money right there. But if he keeps striking it like he has, and it's a little easier to keep that going because he's, you know, that's his swing. And I, you know, maybe he won't be able to keep that up. But those statistics I rattled off for you, you know, first in tee to green, he was fourth last year. So it's not much different. You know, he's driving it better this year. He's first off the tee. Last year he was 37th. But he's seventh in approach shots, and last year he was fourth. 21st around the green. Last year he was 25th. His statistics are about the same, except for his putting. What if his putting catches up to where it was last year? Then you got somebody that you know, could run off, you know, three, four, five wins. And that could put him in a category that you know, is special. And you know what? There's a good chance he's going to stay number one for a while. And I'd have a hard time betting against him that you know, coming up here at Augusta, to be honest with you, because obviously he's already got the green jacket and he's hosting the dinner. So you know what? The way he's going, you never know. You never know. Maybe he does it again. All right, that's all I got today. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And we will talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.